have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. What is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power. Power. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show if you can't sit and just watch it because you got to run around and do something else. But you can still listen as it is happening no matter what you're doing and where you are. On your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. It's also amazing. And we're going to catch up on the Super Chat from yesterday and today. All right. It's amazing to me that it is Tuesday already. And it is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. My country is gone forever and a day. It's gone. But you don't have to be gone because the country is gone. You can be in control of your own world. It's up to you and nobody else but you. You, if you want, don't have to be you anymore. You, if you want, can literally be in control of your own world. And it's not what you think it is. So if you're thinking what it is, it's not that. It's really up to you. You could stay in your misery, your own hell, and try to bring others down in your hell with you, or you could be free. It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, and that war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That war is happening inside of you, not outside of you, inside of you. And what happens is what's inside of you, instead of overcoming it within yourself, you take it out on others. Isn't that amazing? You take it out on someone else and you create wars. But it doesn't have to be that way. You was created to be free, not to be in misery for your whole life. And I know most people love their misery, they love their hell, and they don't want to change it. They love living in hell. They love the thrill of anger. They love the thrill of resentment, of judgment, of hurting others or trying to think that they're hurting others. Even though you can't hurt another person, it's just ego hurting ego, and you're not your ego. But they love it. But then there's a few men and women who say, you know what, I don't like this. I'm unhappy. And I see that nobody or nothing can make me happy. So I'm going to look within and see what I can find there. And then they discover that they will no longer be who they are. When you stop being you, you will have perfect peace. And so they stop. And their lives are amazing. And then they can be in the world but not of it. No matter what's happening outside of them, they're not affected by it because they're the ruler of their own world. And yet not them, but the spirit that's within them. Of ourselves, we can do nothing and we know nothing and we can't nothing. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. You can't stop. Just like you have no control of your life now, living in darkness, you're being controlled, even though you say you are. You think you're in control because you're blind and can't see. But you're not in control of your life one iota. Because think about it. If you were in control of your own life, you will have peace. When you bring yourself peace without drugs or false love or anything, if you were in control of your own life, would you give yourself peace? Or would you be miserable? You're not in control. And you would not, when you drop the false self, you're not going to be in control. Some of you know about this thing that's happening in Minnesota and around America right now, where the blind people are fighting to keep illegal aliens in our country. They're literally fighting against the government, against the law, to keep illegal aliens in the country. Can we all say insane, insanity? That's crazy. But they don't know that they're crazy. They think what they're doing, because they get a thrill from it, they think it's real. Not knowing that they've been manipulated by the government, the Democrats, and maybe even some rightos, and the liberal media. They tell them to go out there and fight and the people go out and fight. And you ask us, what are you fighting for? They really don't know. It's hell on earth. It is hell. Does it make sense? Just think about it. Even those who think that what these people are doing are right, just think about one moment. Just take a moment away from your ego imagination. Does it make sense that Americans, and I guess they are American, they may be all illegals too, that they are fighting to keep illegals in their country? Think about that. Does that make sense? People who broke into your house and now you're fighting to keep them in your house. Does that make sense? And they're only doing it because the government told them to go do it. The Democrats and the liberal media told them to go and do it, and they're doing it. And it seemed to be headed up by women, liberal females. And maybe it comes conservative, but females. And you know, and I know, and everyone knows, whenever you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You will suffer. Ain't no way around it. And you got these men out there following these women right into their own doom, right into hell. And the women are being used to create hell because the hell comes from the female. They are being used to create hell. And look what they are doing to America. Same thing happens in the home when the men are not leading the wife and the children. Everyone suffers. It's a spiritual thing. Do what you want with that. And I want to show you an example of how deceiving these liberal women are, and even the men too, liberal men. They are so deceiving, and if you don't start thinking for yourself and paying attention to yourself and what's going on around you, you'll just fall for it without any real logical reason. Except that you didn't think for yourself. It's like the people that read the Bible, preachers and the people read the Bible, they never get beyond the letter of the Bible. They read the words, and the devil interprets the Bible for them, and they think they have it. And they read it, and they read it, and they read it, but they never get beyond the pages in the Bible. Because they hold on to the pages, the words on the page, and they never get to the spirit of the letter. And they spend a lifetime reading and claiming Christ, the Lord, God, Jesus. They claim him, but they never know him because they never went beyond the pages of the book. Isn't that amazing? Likewise, the people don't think for themselves. Whatever the politicians and the media tell them, they run with it. In the same way, when you read the Bible, you think you know the truth. No matter what, you think you hear the truth and you think you know it. Right away, you're ready to run and tell somebody. For ego thrills and not knowing that the devil has interpreted the Bible for you. And the devil tells you to go and tell somebody. And you run and tell it. What a mess! I want to give you an example of a wicked, evil female that's in our government. The government has changed in such a way I just never thought it was possible. But in our government, this woman, this female by the name of Alexandria Cortez, yes, she's a Democrat. And according to Yahoo News, Cortez accused President Donald Trump deportation forces of assassinating a young mother in the street. Watch this from Forbes.
I would not say that assassinating a young mother of three in the street is part of ICE's mandate. ICE specifically has a mandate that has nothing to do with going after U.S. citizens. Watch the video for yourself. You don't have to worry about the food, the politics with me or what I'm going to say or what anyone else is going to say. Watch that video for yourself, and you will see a woman trying to back up her vehicle and leave a volatile scene.
Amazing. A young mother of three. She left out that apparently she only had one child with her because the others, according to the report, were taken away. And then she left out, why would this young mother of three, why would she leave home and leave the children wherever she took them to and go get in the way of officers trying to do their job? Why would she even go there if she's a young mother of three? What an evil heifer. But it's about self. It's about getting control. And you're helping them to get back or attempt to get back into control of the country. And they're going to make it worse than what they did when they were there in control. A young mother of three, that's supposed to provoke an emotion. Why would any female that has a child or children go out and protest instead of being home raising the man's children? Why? If this helper, Cortez, had love, which she doesn't, she would be like, why would this female out there protesting and she have a child or however many? What was she doing out there like that? Yelling at the police and all that stuff. But she's put young mother of three so that you can feel so bad. Oh, poor young mother of three. That lady, for whatever reason, put her own self in that situation and she got what she asked for. And she has no one to blame but herself. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not the president's fault that this female created the own volatile situation. She set it up for herself. She went out there and created her own situation, led by evil. In my country, these people should not be in government. And they use these words to create emotions in you. Assassinated. The heifer was not assassinated. She was not assassinated. But they used that word, assassinated, because that provokes emotions. Your mother assassinated. But not, well, why was she out there getting in the way of officers doing their job or capturing illegal aliens and sending them back to wherever they came from? And it doesn't matter whether they were criminals, have committed other crimes once they got here. The fact they came here illegally they are a criminal. That is it. Yes, they are criminals. The devil is in the details, and he is busy inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. And if you fail to return to the Father, it's nobody's fault but yours. It's nobody's fault but yours. You, and only you, as an adult, is responsible for your own life. Nobody else is. Your wife is not responsible for you, husband. And husbands, you are not responsible for your wife's spiritual life. They are responsible. You got to wake up as an individual and whomever. You got to travel this journey by yourself. You can't go with your thoughts. You can't travel with them if you want to be free. And you can't travel this journey with someone else if you want to be free. You must be willing to stand alone. It's so interesting. And when you learn, when you get to the point your mind is made up, you're going to stand alone, you shall be free. As long as you try to bring one other, as long as you try to bring a crowd, you will always be enslaved. Did you ever think that you would see a police officer, a sheriff, or the person supposed to be in control of the police? Did you ever think that you would see them crying over illegal aliens? You know it's over. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. This male appears to be crying over illegal aliens in the public. In public. What did his, if he has a wife or children, what did they say when he got home and daddy was crying in the public over illegal aliens? Well, according to this report, the Portland chief cried as he confirmed two shot by Border Patrol have ties to the Venezuelan gang. And he's crying. This is from ABC News. A custom and Border Protection agent shot and killed and injured two people, shot and injured two people in Portland, Oregon. And the authorities said, this happened on Thursday, who federal authorities said weaponized their vehicle against the law enforcement. Watch this from ABC 7. Watch this.
Protests in a second U.S. city, this time in Portland, Oregon, where officials say two people were shot by a Customs and Border Protection agent. The Department of Homeland Security says it happened during a targeted stop of a vehicle carrying two people they claim are affiliated with the Tren de Aragua gang and involved in a recent shooting. The DHS posting these photos on social media, identifying the driver of the vehicle as Luis David Nico Moncada and the passenger as Yorlenis Betzabeth Zambrano. The DHS saying both are in the U.S. illegally. DHS alleges the driver weaponized his vehicle and attempted to run over the law enforcement agents. Then the agent fired a defensive shot.
But let me be clear, the ICE activity in our neighborhood, it doesn't make our community safer. Harassment, targeting, violent enforcement, these actions, they destabilize our neighborhood.
See what happens? You put females in charge of your country. And just like they destroy the children when you leave them alone, they destroy the home, they destroy the country. This heifer is for the illegals, not safety of the American citizens. KPTV Fox 12. And that report was from Friday, January the 9th, by the way. And this is from Saturday, January the 10th. The KPTV Fox 12. Portland Police Chief Bob Day disclosed more information about the shooting. Watch this from the New York Post.
And what I can say is there is an association with the two folks yesterday and TDA. I hesitated to even share this information initially because I'm very aware of the historic injustice of victim blaming, oftentimes portrayed by law enforcement, including this very agency that I've represented so proudly for so many years. And historically, we have not been quick to disclose the potential criminal history of others. I want to speak for just a moment specifically to my Latino community. It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger.
That's the police chief.
This information,
the chief,
in no way is meant to disparage or to condone or support or agree with any of the actions that occurred yesterday. But it is important that we stay committed to the rule of law, that we stay committed to the facts.
Amazing. He's crying over the TDA is a transgender gang member thing. He's crying over them. The police chief. So how is he protecting Portland if he's protecting the illegal aliens who are criminal, allegedly criminals? Now, do you believe me when I say my country is gone? The police chief's crying over the criminal. How does he go back to his office and tell the other guys what to do? He up there crying. What does he say to his family when he get home after work? And they looking at him on TV crying over the criminals. What a mess. I remember America, when America was amazing. It was great. When I growing up down in Sweet Home, Alabama, it was amazing. I never thought for a second it could get to this. These type of protests and things like that against Americans, I saw them happening. At one time we would show them happening in other countries. I never imagined that all these illegal aliens would come into my country and create the same situation that they left in America. I didn't even know America would allow it to happen. I got to take a break, though. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Punchy's coffee is good. Welcome back. Don't forget to like these videos. I must remember to tell you that. To like the videos. And check out Punchy's TV. And it's a brand new episode every Wednesday, but you can podcast. PUNCHIE.TV, Punchy's TV. It's amazing. So check it out. You can podcast. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 11 a.m. And they're the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report from 11 to 1. And by the way, there's no S on Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. All right? P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. And personal shout outs, I do them for you. Shout out. Encouragement, shout out, wedding, congratulations, birthdays, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. Whatever the occasion is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Let me go to Ryan, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Ryan, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Ryan.
All right, I got a quick little testimony for you.
Okay.
Like of growth. I at my part-time job, we usually have a party at the end of the year, every year. And I went for the first time, I say, what was that, like, 3 years ago, maybe. I couldn't go sober. I had to have somebody with me. So I had to get high before I went. Yeah. And I was always like, oh, I need to have my friend with me. I need to have a girl with me. Because I was worried about what other people would think. But this year, I seen the sign up sheet. And I seen it and I didn't think twice about it. But then I thought, yeah, I'm going to go. So I end up going. And I didn't get high, and because I kind of stopped. You helped me stop smoking weed. And then I was still worried about, like, man, I want to take somebody with me just to take the edge off. But then I was like, you know what, I really don't really be hanging out with too many people too much anymore nowadays. And I ain't just going to call them just to use them to take them with me to take the edge off. So I just ended up going by myself. And that was a good experience, like not the party itself, but just kind of getting over that fear of being able to do it by myself.
But beautiful,
go by
man.
Myself without word about it.
Right on. That's amazing.
So I definitely appreciate the, you know, just like listening to you, and it just helped me in doing the silent prayer, doing all that. It just helped me kind of grow and realize, you know, it's good to just face that fear sometimes, or worried about all that stuff that they don't really matter.
Absolutely. And if you stay with it, you got to see that the fear, and you will come to see clearly that the fear was never real. The fear was just an illusion, and it was holding you back in your whole life because you didn't know you were lost in your head and your imagination, and you didn't know it was an illusion. And so it's just going to get better for you, man. Stay with it.
And I appreciate that, and I definitely am going to stay with it. I was the last one to get there and one of the first ones to leave, because after I got there, it's like, it wasn't even really all that anyway, you know. It's kind of boring.
Yep. Amazing. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I have.
What did she say when you went to her and forgave her?
It was a while ago. I think I just told her I'm sorry for being angry at her. Not just because an event had happened. And so I was like, I'm sorry for being angry. Not just for that event, but just all my life. I was wrong. I'm sorry for being angry at you. She didn't say anything.
Right on. And how about your father?
Yeah, I forgave him too. You know what's funny? When I forgave him, like, because I lived, like, stuff happened in the past with my mom. So I ended up living with my dad. And once I forgave him, after I discovered you, he was like, you know what, son? You're going to be all right. That's what he says to me. But he nowadays, he don't remember that, though.
Right.
When I asked him about it, he don't remember me forgiving him.
How
my
old
dad,
are you?
He's like, oh, I'm 28.
Right on, man. And he doesn't remember it.
Nah.
Fathers tend not to hold on to stuff. It's the mother that does it. She'll remember things that happened 100 years ago. Remember that time you did this and did that? But you stay with it, man, and you are avoiding a lot of hell in your life. So you stay with it and stay with it and stay with it.
I got one more question, if that's possible.
Okay.
And when you say avoiding a lot of hell, I realize that, and sometimes, you know, in the Bible, it say don't be jealous of, like, wicked people or don't want what they have. Sometimes I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I could have some of that hell, but I kind of understood what the Bible meant when it said that.
Yeah. And what did it mean?
Like, because you see out there, like, everybody's having their quote-unquote fun, and you kind of, just on this journey, you really kind of, like you said, you avoid that hell, but at the same time, it feel like you're missing out on something sometimes.
Right.
And you don't know if you're going to ever, you know.
But you're missing out on hell. And those people who are out there partying and laughing and carrying on, they are doing it because they're miserable. And they are trying to find some type of thrill to make themselves feel like they have a real life. But when they go home at night, they cry. When they're alone, they can't handle it. And so they're out there, but they are miserable. And you're fortunate is that you're overcoming that misery. You don't need anybody or anything to give you life. Life comes from within, from above. So you're not missing anything.
I appreciate that. And on a super chat, I super chatted you a while ago. I was telling you about how this female, this real cute female, she was kind of like on me, like looking at, just staring at me and just doing little stuff like that. And I asked you about, should I pursue? And you was like, don't do it. And you was like, avoid temptation and just don't get into that right now. And I didn't really understand that too much. Could you give me a better explanation of why not? Shouldn't I?
Because when you're tempted like that and you give into it, you're being tempted by the devil. The devil tempts you in your imagination to make you see her and think and says to you, look how fine she is, look how pretty she is, and she wants you. And she's tempting you because she's listening to the devil inside of her, and she's tempting you to pull you into her hell. And once you go into her world, she will destroy you. But if you seek first what is right, and your mind is only on what's right, only on the truth, and the truth will add to your life what you should have, and it'll be perfect. If it meant for you to have a family, the truth would give you, would add a woman to your life, and it'll be perfect. You wouldn't have to try to make the relationship work. You wouldn't have to worry about it. You wouldn't have to do anything but live, because it was given to you by God. But when it's given to you by hell, by Satan, by evil, you're going to always fight. It's nothing but fight going to happen in your marriage life. It'll be miserable because you picked the wrong woman.
So, like, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, the woman or the man show interest, and then you, I mean, like, because you would think, like, okay, she's interested in me, let me approach her. Like, it's not, it don't go like that?
No. It go like that, but it's hell. It's not heaven. She's tempting you because she's looking for someone she can destroy. She's like the Black Widow spider. She's drawing you into her hell.
And I realize when you kind of pull away more, like, because she's not the only one, but the other ones, I'm not even, like, it's just that certain one. And I feel like me thinking about it is kind of me, like, showing me that it's not the right thing, because
right.
I just let all the thoughts, like, I endure that pain of not really doing anything about it. And the pain got, it gets greater once you kind of endure it.
Beautiful, because what you need to know, and it sounds like you're starting to realize it, that the pain that you're feeling, it's the ego pain. It's not your pain. It's not happening to you. You feel it in your body, but you're not the pain, and you're not the body, and you're not the thoughts. And that's when Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. He's talking about that very thing. Pick up your ego. Be aware of it. Do nothing about it, and I'll take care of it. Keep your mind on me. Stay with the light, and the light will destroy the darkness, which is the ego. And keep your mind on the truth, and the truth will make you free, and it will add to you in ways that I can't even express. So the pain, when the pain comes, endure the pain until the end. And he or she who endures the pain to the end shall be saved. You will enter into heaven within. It will be amazing.
Yeah, I definitely believe it, because I see that. I'm going through the suffering stage right now, but I know after the end of it, it's, you know, it's gonna get better.
Absolutely, it really will.
Like you can't on this journey. Like you can't like go on dates. Like, how do you feel about like just going on dates and kind of like just be in situations with women? Like you kind of just hold off on that right now.
If you go on a date, don't change anything about you. Don't put on a showcase personality trying to please her at all. Don't spend a lot of money on her. Don't cater to her. And you go on a date and you're just dealing with another person. But don't be a beta. Don't try to prove anything to her. Don't just be yourself. You'll be fine. But if you go on a date and you're putting on a showcase personality because you want to get her in bed or whatever, then you're going to pay a price for that. You're going to suffer.
Yeah. I used to always, like, cater to, and I can see my dad do it, too. I kind of got a lot of stuff from him. I used to always, like, cater to women, but now I can't do it. Like, even if I can't, like, I don't even know how to do it no more. Like,
right on.
You know?
So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with dating. But do not date thinking that this is your wife, going to be your wife, or thinking this or that. Just go on a date and deal with her in the way you would deal with anyone. And you'll see it'll be better for you that way. But if you put on that showcase personality, you're hooking up with Satan's daughter, and you're going to catch nothing but hell.
All right. All right. I appreciate that, Jesse. Definitely appreciate everything.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and you haven't seen anything. And I promise you, man, the truth, love you, real love come from the light, not from human beings. Human beings don't have love. But real love come from above, from the light. And the light love you, and the light will take care of you. and you don't have to worry about anything. There will be no more worry, no more sadness, no more false personality. All that would disappear, and you will see that the truth really love you, and you're going to love your enemy, meaning you won't hate anyone for any reason. You will be in control of your own life, and you will never get angry again or resentful or anything. Because it's silly being that way, but you don't know it in that fallen state. People get angry are silly people. They're lost people. You will never get angry again because there will never be a reason for you to get angry at anyone for any reason. You will show love and not hate.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I believe it and I appreciate it.
You stay with it.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Good to hear from you.
Have a good one. Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to first-time call out of Illinois. Joe out of Illinois. Joe, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Joe.
Hey, I was going to make a comment, you know, about what's going on up there in Minnesota that, you know, they're getting women up there to block in police now and doing their job and hoping something like that's going to happen where they can bring up all this hatred toward the police.
Yeah, these females are definitely being used for evil, for destruction. And the Democrats and the liberal media know exactly what they are doing when they encourage these people to go out there and carry on the way that they are carrying on against law enforcement, people who are trying to protect America. They are using these evil females to try to stop them. That's amazing, man, but that's hell on earth. That's how it is.
Yeah, I mean, just look how bad it looks when a, you know, officer has to shoot a woman in the, you know, public's eye. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're doing the job, and they're supposed to do it, and I don't want no illegal immigrants here in my community, but I just can't believe the Democrat Party. I just can't believe it.
But they want power. They don't care about the voters. They don't care about the males or the females or the children. It's about getting back in what perceived power for money and wealth. They don't care who you are. They don't care about the people at all. If they did, they would not be encouraging them to go out and do this.
Yeah, I don't see how they can get away with it.
You feel, when you see these females getting shot, you feel something about it?
Well, I don't want to see anybody get killed, but I know they're blocking them and trying to stop them from doing their job.
Yeah.
And then when they try to run over one, yeah, they got what they deserve, in my opinion.
Yeah, do you feel anything about it?
Well, like I said, I don't want to see anybody killed, but...
And do you feel anything about
really.
It?
No.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel one iota for about it at all, because she put herself in that situation. She got what she deserved, and they all do, because they don't have to be out there fighting against the police. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, you know, too, a lot of them women are, what do you want to call them?
Insane.
Lesbians. Yeah, lesbians, and they're protecting Muslims, that when they finally get control, they're going to do away with them people because they don't believe in them lesbians.
They get what they deserve, man. They are getting what they deserve, and you shouldn't feel anything about it, not at all. Not one iota of a feeling, because that's what they want. And if they want to go out and destroy their own life, they have a right to destroy their own life. And you have a right not to feel anything about it.
Well, did you notice here the other day that they were saying no kings, having all them protests about no kings? And then when our government got rid of a king down in Venezuela, they were saying free Maduro, free Maduro. they just go from one thing to another, don't they?
God forgive them. They know not what they do. They're asleep. They're insane. They're crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, amazing.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, buddy. What a mess! Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Imported TV. JLP. Jesse, can we have a JLP playlist in 2026 and perhaps a dancing tutorial? Dancing women and men emojis.
What's a playlist?
Playlist is songs. Maybe the songs that you sing or the songs that Anchor Baby plays or JLP-related playlist.
Amazing. I'll check it out. No promises, but I definitely will look into it. Thank you.
David A. Please tell us about your hair routine, Lord Good Hair. Wash it once in a while and wet it in the morning. That's my hair routine.
The guy with the good hair. The hatereport.com.
Fazul. Oh, yeah. Also, David A., follow-up super chat. And do you have a beard routine? Wash it once in a while and trim it weekly or so.
You trim your own beard?
Yeah.
Amazing. And you cut your own hair, too?
Indeed.
What the? Amazing.
Fazul.
Thank you.
Clef palate, mean you white? Yes, master. We white.
When my master said he sick, I said, yes, master, we sick. What the? Thank you.
Imported TV, best chat on this side of heaven. Cool sunglasses emoji, smiling.
The best what?
Chat.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, do you want to play golf? Not sure where that question is coming from. I'm kind of lost track.
I used to think it was boring to play golf. I remember driving up and down the road. And I would see people out there playing. I'm like, wow, that looks so boring. Why would they want to do it? But then I finally went and played, and it was fun. It was, like, amazing. So I like golf, yes.
Very nice.
Thank you,
Mio.
Yeah.
Coconut Meat says, I said, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. SPV.
Amazing. Thank you.
And heat. What? Jesse is a half-breed? Half-breed.
That's
love and hate the word. Bring that old cleft lip here and give this half-breed some sugar. Before kiss emoji. Before you cancel the second thought. LOL. With Mike.
Half-breed. That's all I ever heard. Half-breed. I love and hate the word. Both sides was against me since the day I was born. Amazing.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. What's wrong with the lesbians?
What's wrong with the
The lesbian from BLM was indicted for money laundering. A lesbian tried to go to war with federal ICE agents, paid with her life. Lesbians have the highest domestic violence rates. Wow. Sounds like lesbians need real men in their lives. Thanks, no, Jesse. Stay with it.
They need to forgive mama and return to the father. They hate mama with a passion. And that's why they become attracted to mama. They need to forgive like every human being that want to be free. They got to drop the anger. Amazing. Thank you, though.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
I got to take a break here. When I come back, your phone call and the rest of your super chat. Thank you. Hate news and not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Tariffs, ICE operations, so-called transgender athletes, some synagogue fire or a synagogue fire, and Havana syndrome. There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? Or am I right? It is Country and Western Tuesday, the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, January 13th, 2026 AD. There's one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now, whether you're young or old, during Hake News, Not Fake News, or afterwards, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Very nice. He will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories, I do believe, here. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. By the way, ladies, in a couple of days and a few nights, it will be the third Thursday of the month, all right? And that is the 15th, 7 p.m. at Bonn in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events is the Women's Forum, ladies. So nice. Check it out. Join your fellow woman and Jesse Lee for a fun and beautiful Women's Forum. Wall Street rallied on Monday as investors, according to Commie Nonsense Network, appeared to shrug off the Justice Department's investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Still, experts warn that the criminal probe may unsettle stocks and spark volatility. So claim those experts. And speaking of the market, tariffs. President, our greatest, Donald J. Trump said countries who do business with Iran will face a new 25% tariff, a move aimed at increasing pressure in Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, amid a new wave of anti-government protests, their current government, right? The announcement could mean goods from China, a major trading partner of both Iran and the United States, would be significantly more expensive to import. The tariffs could also deal a major blow to India, which is already reeling from existing American levies. At the same time, Trump has floated the possibility of U.S. military intervention to rescue anti-government protests in Iran, hundreds of whom have been killed. Terrible. A communications shutdown imposed by authorities Thursday has largely cut off Iranians from the outside world, further isolating the country during the unrest. We wish them well, I guess, right? Meanwhile, in America, ICE operations, Minnesota and Illinois, are suing the Trump administration over the president's unprecedented immigration operations. It is unprecedented that America, the federal government, is finally enforcing the law. We have watched in horror as unchecked federal agents have aggressively assaulted and terrorized our communities and neighborhoods in Illinois, undermining constitutional rights and threatening public safety. So said Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, not a Christian, in a statement Monday. This has to stop. It just has to stop. So said Minnesota so-called Attorney General Keith Ellison, also not a Christian, said at a news conference announcing in a lawsuit. Not honest men, those people. And both Minnesota and Illinois seeking an injunction to halt ICE operations in their states as officials criticize stepped-up enforcement actions in Democrat strongholds like Chicago and the Twin Cities. What a mess, huh? Also a mess, so-called transgender athletes, so-called Supreme Court, will hear two cases today examining whether states can bar transgender women, meaning not women, right, from competing on female sports teams. One of the most closely watched disputes of the justices' current term, centering on whether the restrictions violate federal anti-bias statutes, anti-immigration law, right, which shouldn't exist, or the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. This comes as our greatest president, Trump, has moved to punish institutions that are inclusive of trans athletes, so-called. What a mess, huh? A total lack of reality pushed by Commie Nonsense Network and the libs. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? It is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show. If you got to run around doing, getting in the way of ICE or pretending you love the illegal aliens over the American citizens, or pretending that you really care and not letting people know you're getting paid to protest or whatever you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone while you're doing what you're doing, when you look like you're doing what you're doing. You can listen on the phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. It's Tuesday, and it's amazing for many reasons. But I love Tuesday because it reminds me of the good old days when boys were boys and men were men and America was America. And when country music, country and Western music was the thing, it reminds me of that. And for that reason, every Tuesday is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
Did you hear about, it's a spiritual battle. This is hell on earth. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm afraid to die. I don't want to go to hell. But you're already in hell. You're already there. Anyone that has anger or resentment or jealousy or judgment or fear or gossipy or whatever, you're in hell. You're already there. Don't worry about being afraid to go to hell. You're already in hell, and you're afraid to come out of hell. You're not afraid to go in hell. You're already in hell. But you are afraid to go through hell to reach heaven. Isn't that amazing? So you're already in hell. And these examples that I'm giving you about what's happening right now, the people protesting against ICE and all that mess, they're in hell. And this is what happened on earth. You brought hell to your earth. You brought it to yourself. It's inside of you. It's in you. Your false identities, your worries, it's hell. There's no heaven in that. Everyone who has, even those who say, well, that's fine, I like it, they're saying they love hell. And you watch out for that kind of person, they will destroy you. Because hell try to bring everyone into the hell. Did you hear about this white woman that was killed on a metro bus by two black men? Black males. Houston Public Media is reporting. On January 7th, a 25-year-old woman was killed and a 16-year-old boy was injured in a Wednesday afternoon shooting at a bus stop in West Houston, Texas. This is according to the HPD, Houston Police Department. The suspected shooters were arguing aboard the bus before the gunfire. Watch this.
Who they were was probably pretty easy and pretty quick.
Former Houston police officer Thomas Nixon says he's not surprised 17-year-old Braden Smith and 18-year-old Patrick Scott were arrested just one day after Wednesday's deadly shooting on a metro bus. Houston police say Smith and Scott were arguing on the bus near Richmond and Walnut Bend and then exchanged gunfire. Investigators say Smith fired first, killing 25-year-old Caitlin Stupp, an innocent bystander. Scott allegedly shot back, injuring a 16-year-old boy. A source close to the investigation tells KHOU 11 that law enforcement took these surveillance images from the bus and circulated them among school resource officers yesterday, leading to the arrest. Nixon weighing in.
I can assure you they were probably recognized in about 5 minutes.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, once you get the school district involved, they'll have experience with certain people who are constant troublemakers.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with them? You can't go anywhere now. It's just not safe. Now do you want to separate? Or you still want to integrate? Integration doesn't work. What a mess, huh? One of the shooters was out on bond, and the other was out on probation. Watch this.
People don't shoot people on metro buses as their first offense, right? That's never your first offense.
That's true for these two suspects. Scott appearing in probable cause court this morning, where we learned that at the time of the shooting, he was already out on bond for an unrelated charge of aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. That charge stems from an incident last summer.
One of the conditions of his aggravated robbery is not to possess any weapons.
And court records show that Smith was also already on probation for attempting to commit aggravated robbery in an unrelated case. Meanwhile, loved ones of the victims are still processing this deadly shooting. The mother of Caitlin Stupp, the woman who was killed, tells us she loved photography, cats, and cooking.
White people just want to have a normal life. They want a first-class life. They can't have it when they're around second-class people. They want to just get a good education, make good money, travel, walk the road, jog, hike, go on a cruise, go out to dinner and sit on the sidewalk there and eat and not have to worry about being robbed or killed. They want to ride the bus and be on their computer while they're riding the bus or the train. But you run a risk now. And not all, but most black people are not going to let that happen. You've allowed the hood to come into your neighborhood, and this is what you're getting. That's why they let these people out of prisons and jails. They let them out. In most cases, not even, they don't have to pay bond. It's amazing. It's evil. It's hell on earth. And it's not because of racism. It's not because of Jim Crow. It's not because of slavery. It's not because of anything but the lack of love. They have hate, nothing but hate. They hate their mothers. They hate their grandmothers. And they're yearning for the father like every human being. But instead, they blame it on an outer source, something else. And that's white people have nothing to do with it at all. And if you doubt me, drop the anger and see what happens. Forgive your mama. Forgive your grandmama and see what God forgive you and make you free. It's spiritual. And it's evil. Crime on body cam is reported. On August 1st, 2025, police were called after a woman had, after a woman and a young teen got into an altercation at a Walmart parking lot. The teen male encountered a shopping cart left next to his car by this woman, and an argument ensued. Watch this from Blue Force TV.
What's going on today?
I was just about to back up, and I looked over, and there's a cart sitting right next to my door now, so I can't back up. I turn around, and I look around, and she's parked right next to me. Her car door is closing at that time, so I assume that she left her cart there. So I roll my window down, and I go, did you just leave your cart, like, right next to my car, so I can't back out? She goes, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She backs up. I back up in front of her, and then she gets out of her car, comes to my driver's side. She starts throwing her finger in my face, so I knew she was about to get hands. She grabbed me by the hair after that and started me, and it's on video.
This is just from a bystander?
Yep.
So, I have a four-year-old in the car. You don't keep locking nobody in. I get out of my car, and I go to yell at him. He's laughing, doing all this, so I'm doing all this back. So then, after that, he followed me to my car. He hit the punch in the window. You too close to my son. My son in his car. You don't even know what I got going on. I'm right there because...
So, hey, I'm going to stop you right. Can you hand the kid off to... Is she with you?
Yeah.
So right now, you're going to be placed under arrest for aggravated battery.
Okay. Why did you watch me in? Like,
doesn't matter. Childish. You know he white. You know they going to get away.
Now she's blaming on he white. You know you white. What's wrong with the blacks? A genocide is happening to the whites in America. And because they're white, no one is saying anything or doing anything about it. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And it's going to get worse, but you can overcome by overcoming the anger in you. Black people, white people, all people. You're suffering because you've been turned away from the Father. When you're turned away from your earthly father, male and females. These black females are like this because they have no love. They're yearning for a father's love. They have their mother's personality, which is evil. And it's not her, but it's the evil that made a home in her. And instead of pointing the way to overcome, you've catered to it, to evil. You blame it on an outer source. Josh is out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Good morning, Josh. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Justice.
Good morning.
All right, I was calling to answer the biblical question, man.
What is the greatest display of power?
I'd say just doing nothing under temptation and pressure.
Doing nothing?
Yeah, not give. Yeah, just being still. That's always seemed to be the hardest thing. For me, is to do nothing and be still when I'm under some kind of temptation or pressure, you know?
Yeah. That's amazing. I want to respond, yeah. But I got to wait until Sunday.
All right.
John, what do you think about how these people going out there and getting in the way of the law, doing a job, and taking care of the American people, and these females and weak males are out there trying to stop it. What do you think about that?
I understand it perfectly, man. Because it's like it's it's really just the same thing going on inside of me. You know, it's like something in me is crazy and it makes me do crazy things. And it's like, it's just the same thing exactly going on outside in the country is the same thing that's going on to me.
Yep.
In my personal life. Yeah. And, I understand it. Yeah.
What a mess.
Yep.
Are you starting to see that this is a false personality inside of you?
Yeah, definitely.
Right on.
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, it's like it feels good to destroy myself. So it's like, why am I doing things that would destroy me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing going on in the country, so... It makes sense.
Amazing. Thank you, Josh. Yep. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical question.
All right.
Be careful out there on the road, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. I'm staying out the way, man.
Yeah. All yeah. right. Take care.
Okay. You
bye.
Too, man.
All right.
Yeah, bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Nevada. Or Nevada, and talk to Drew, a first-time caller. Drew, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Shout outs to you guys, Hank, Anchor Baby, and everyone in the studio, first things first, you know?
Shout out.
Well, I called to tell, I've been listening to you for about a year and it's changed my life for one thing. And I made the move from Las Vegas to get out of there.
You made the move to Las Vegas or from Las Vegas?
From Las Vegas. I was a school teacher there for a long time.
All right.
And, pretty much what it was is that at every issue that I had that lost me my job or whatever, or that I wanted to leave, was because of a child who had a single mom who the majority of them had immigrated from LA. So it was really difficult. I worked at all black school too. I thought I saw a white person one day, but I think it was the reflection of the sun.
Are you white?
Yes, sir, 1,000%.
And you were working at an all-black school?
Oh, yeah, man. I had dreams and ambition, man. That died.
What the? What made you want to work at an all-black school?
I don't know. I mean, I'm always up for a challenge. I grew up skateboarding, so, you know, we go out there all day, and we're always just trying to do the hardest thing we can do, and we probably rarely ever even succeed. I just wanted to like do something, you know, challenging, you know.
Amazing.
But look, I did count one time. I worked at kind of a little bit better of a school, and I did count one time. One day I got 75% of the black students were amazing, and I miss them, and I love them, but there was that 25%, holy cow. I tell them to put their cell phone away like a million times. And then they would call their mama, their mama would call the school, their mama would call the dean, and then all of a sudden I'm racist. And it's like, in my head, I'm like, do I need to put together a list of all the black girlfriends I've had, you know? Like, what's going on?
Amazing.
So, but,
well,
I'm
glad you got out of there alive, man.
Well, you know, I listen to you a lot, and I just want to thank you, man. Then I forgave my mom, too.
How did that go?
She's cool, dude. She took it well. I was stoked. But, I mean, of course, she gave me a little bit of the whole thing. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, well. And then, no, and then I guess my question that I have is, now that I made all this progress, moved away, and come to, like, a little bit better place, I feel, like, pretty lonely. But you said that it's like hell, kind of, and if I can suffer and stuff like that, it always gets better, right?
Right, absolutely. Because the feeling of loneliness is an illusion. The real you is not lonely. It's the ego you, the not you, the fake you that's feeling it. And it, and if you allow, you allow it to stay there, feel it, live with it, walk with it, sleep with it, do nothing about it. Don't talk to it. Don't deny that it's there, but just be aware and go through it. I don't care how, and the more pain you get from the ego pain, the closer you are to heaven, because you're going through the hell. And so just let it be. Don't find any way to overcome it. Don't make a phone call trying to overcome it, or eat or drink for that reason. Endure the pain so you can die from the false self. It will happen.
Thank you so much. And then I guess the last thing is, I want to take a shot on the question, please.
What is the, are you doing the silent prayer?
And this comes to my, this comes to my response. So I would say that the most powerful thing is to actually do the silent prayer.
Oh, your response, what is the greatest display of power? You say is what?
To be able to do the silent prayer.
And are you doing it every morning, every night?
I got your silent prayer bookmarked on my Spotify, so I'm pretty familiar on what I need to do. But no, I'm not doing it.
Really?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but man, I would say if I had some power, I'd be able to do that silent prayer, you know?
Why are you not doing it?
I don't know, man.
What that mean? You don't know. I mean, either you do it before bed and
fear.
First thing in the morning or not. How will the truth, how will God reward you if you don't do what he says to do,
yes,
to be still,
yes,
and know him? How will he reward you?
Yes, sir. Everything makes sense.
That's a question.
He won't be able to reward me because I'm not doing my job.
And so how will you overcome the illusion of loneliness if you don't have the light to show you that it is an illusion?
Sounds like I won't ever be able to, sir.
Yeah. I highly recommend you not let evil talk you out of being still, because it's the last thing that evil would rather you hoop and holler and pray to God and beg him and cry and do all that than it for you to sit still and do nothing but be aware. It doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, when I'm crying, I'm lying. So
that's for sure.
well, cool,
I appreciate
man.
You responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Hey, dream come true. You guys take care. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brian out of New Orleans, Louisiana, where white people in some area there have separated themselves from the blacks. But, Brian,
hey.
You are on the air.
Hey, look here. I never separated myself from the blacks.
I didn't say you.
All right, well, let's get that straight. And what you did to my California out there, I thought California was supposed to be gold and all that out there. It looks like it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, it has gotten so bad, Brian, that it's not even funny. When I moved here to California, it was beautiful. And then the Democrats took over, and it went to hell in a handbasket.
Well, what do you think about all this fraud? You don't think California is in on that fraud, too?
I wouldn't be yes, I believe it. And I'm glad that the president is looking into it, and it will be taken care of.
You think people are going to go to jail over this or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know, but I'm glad finally my government is doing the right thing for the country. So we'll see what happens.
Well, the way I see it, listen, I'm a veteran. The craziest display of power I've seen was one of those tanks mowing down a house in Iraq. That was a crazy display of power. So that answers that question. And another thing is these people jumping in front of cars, police cars. What would possess a person in their right mind to jump in front of a police vehicle?
They're not in their right mind. That's why they're doing it.
Well, this is obvious. Leave ICE alone, first off.
Yeah.
You're going to go, this is what you do. You go over there and you interrupt the police from doing their job. Are you kidding me with this?
That's right, man. They get what they deserve because they have no business. They're out of their minds and they have no business interrupting the police. They have no business doing that, but. And so when they're shot and they're killed or whatever, they brought it on themselves. I feel nothing about it.
Another thing I want to ask you is, do you listen to this officer, Brandon Tatum?
Yes. Brandon is amazing.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I seen him. He had a video up the other day, yesterday or the day before, some dude with a nose piercing. What possessed you to get a nose piercing anyway? But whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's on there and said we ought to go get some guns and start shooting ICE in the head, he says. On the television. I just seen this.
Yeah. No, I hear it all the time, man.
Why don't this guy go to jail, first of all?
Yeah, that's true. But let's see what happened. I got to run, Brian. Thank you for your call.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Scotland. Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Everybody their mama if you're white. And talk to Candy out of Scotland. Candy, you are on the air.
Hi, JC. God bless you. God bless everyone listening to you.
Thank you.
So my question for you is, where do you find the courage? You know, sometimes I know that I know the right thing or I have a thought, but my whole life I'm like the little kid who's always just in fear. You know, like I'm scared to upset someone. And of course, you can all see the UK now. We are not allowed an opinion. Like, it's against the law now. But with, you know, the spiritual battle that seems to be happening in the world, it doesn't feel right to be quiet, but I'm also scared to make noise. But I want to find a way to be as brave as you are, you know, and trust that God wants me to speak and wants me to fight for good. So my question is, how do you find the courage? Because you seem to have bags of it.
You do it by overcoming the anger. When you don't have anger, then the fear will disappear. When you don't have resentment of anger, because anger, resentment is not from God. Fear is not of the spirit of truth at all. And because you have that anger, you live it in the darkness of your imagination. And in there, it deceives you about everything. But if you drop the anger, then the fear will disappear.
Okay.
Have you forgiven
your
mother?
I'm so angry all the time. No, I'm so mad at my mother.
And why
so mad every day.
And why don't you forgive? Can you hold for me, Candy?
Of course.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman got a hat to say. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back. Good morning. The Women's Forum is this Thursday night. It's the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. All ladies are invited. And this is the first Thursday night meeting of 2026. So get ready, ladies. You think last year was amazing, and it was. Wait until you see the growth of this year. It is amazing. So get ready, ladies, this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like these videos. Support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram and JLP Talk on X. On X. And check out Pudgy's Coffee, my own coffee. Good. Pudgy's Coffee. On jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.stores.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/stores, all right? And all our merch and everything, all that goes back into getting this work done. So thank you all in advance. Check out the merch and everything. Amazing merch. When she cries, she's lying. She's lying. Anyone that has anger is an enemy. An enemy. Not only of God, but of other human beings. All types of mugs and hats and T-shirts. RebuildingDemand.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. Let me go back to Candy out of Scotland, a first-time caller. She want to know, how do you build confidence? How do you overcome fear? Candy.
Yep.
You're not going to overcome it until you forgive your mother. Why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
Because she didn't give me the skills that I need to live a peaceful life. And I got so mad at that. As if I didn't turn into an adult and I could have taught myself the skills.
But you're going to have to face her shaking in your boots. And mother, I'm sorry for resenting you because your mother couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her, and she done it to you. And you're not going to be free until you forgive so that God can forgive you and take away the spirit of anger so that the spirit of fear will be taken away from you as well.
Okay.
You got to face her.
Yeah, I just avoid everyone. I just hide in my house like a chicken.
You don't want to live your whole life like that. You were created to have life and have life abundantly. So you don't want to live a life of fear. You want to be free. So you got to face your mother. That doesn't mean you got to live with her. You don't have to let her live with you. You never have to talk to her again if you don't want to. But just don't resent her so that you can overcome fear.
Okay.
I will.
And do
I
you?
I will, because you know what you said.
Do you resent your father?
I never knew my dad. So the resentment I have is towards him not being around for my mother. You know, like you made her life harder because you went there for her.
Yeah.
I never thought about my own position in that, because if you don't know a person, then.
Do you know who your father is?
Yeah.
Are you able to contact him?
Oh, he's passed away now. Sorry. Oh. So I know who he was. But no, he's passed away.
And I want you to know your father loved you, and when he left your mother. He didn't leave you.
Yeah.
Fathers leave the mothers of the children. They don't leave the children, but the mothers lie and say, your dad left you, your dad didn't care about you, and she doesn't tell you that he left because he didn't know how to deal with her or them.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the thing you said about mothers and fathers, I have a son, and it helped me be a better mother for him, to let him, you know, you can be a man, you can be strong. I feel like a lot of what you said helped me. You know, he's now 17. He has his first job. He's, you know, he's such a good kid. But if I didn't hear a voice like yours, I might have still been bitter. Or I might have been a feminist and saying, girls are the same as boys. And I tell him, no, you're a man, you're strong. If your wife can't cook, she's not going to be your wife.
That's right.
But when I was younger, I thought that was a bad thing to think, until I heard a voice like yours saying, no, that's the right way. You know, it's okay to say.
Yep, absolutely. And did you apologize to him for the times when you were impatient with him and you yelled at him and you didn't have the love? Did you apologize to him?
Yeah. Even yesterday, I apologized because I was lifting things that were too heavy for me. So I was getting frustrated, and then I snapped at him, but I'll always take a deep breath and come back and say to my child, these are not your responsibilities. This anger is not for you. You know, you don't deserve me to be angry at you. I'll always apologize because I know what it feels like to be the child getting scolded for something you didn't do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, forgive your mother, and are you doing the silent prayer?
I do agree, but I have to stop arguing with God. When I'm tired, hungry, and I start thinking, God, don't you see me down here? Don't you see me?
He sees you, but are you doing the silent prayer or are you doing the wordy prayers?
I pray at home, but I'm going to look into your silent prayer thing just now.
Yeah, go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And so, you can, because we don't know what to pray for. We don't even know what we want. We don't know what we need. But that's why God said, be still, and he will take care of you. He'll take care of you. And so you still can do your little hoop and holler if you want. But when you're done with that, because when you're doing that, you're doing it with the devil, not to God. But do that, but be still and know God. So you can come out of your thoughts, your imagination, your ego. And the Father will take care of you, I promise.
Thank you.
So do the silent prayer.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, but do the
silent prayer. You're right, I let my ego get in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to die from that. If you want a life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up this false life if you want the real life. And so you have to die from the ego, and the real life will come, and it will take care of you, all right? But forgive your mother, do the silent prayer, and you'll see things will start to change immediately.
Okay. I promise I will. I'm going to work so hard on it. I promise.
Right on. Let me know.
I promise myself I'm going to.
Right on. Amazing. Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you for your time. God bless you and all your team.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
It's the same problem. It's the same spirit around the world. That's why the Spirit of Truth said, all who were born of the woman, all colors, all males, all females who were born of the woman must be born of the Father. Ain't no way around it, folks. You can hoop and holler. You can read the Bible. You can go to Bible studies. You can whatever. But if you don't forgive and return to the Father, you're never going to have peace. I promise you that. It's not going to work. So, breaking news. Is this true, James? What is it?
Scott Adams has died at 68, according to his ex-wife, Shelley, who was with him a bit in his last days here. She announced it on a live stream on his account, according to TMZ.
Well, may his soul rest in peace. He went through a lot of pain.
Yeah, he had prostate cancer.
Wow. Well, may his soul rest in peace. I'm glad that I got to know him, and I'm glad that I had the chance to interview him and talk to him. It was amazing. And I know he had considered doing suicide last year, I believe, or the year before, but he had a new medicine, and they were trying that on him to see if it would work. It didn't work. Well, may his soul rest in peace. Scott Adams died at 68, according to his ex-wife, Shelley, on a live stream this morning. That's from TMZ. Amazing. Well, hopefully he's out of all his pain now. Amazing. Let me go to Noah out of Detroit. Let's see here. Noah, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Noah. Thank you.
Good, good, good. And before I start, I wanna give an answer to your biblical question. What is
the greatest display of power?
I know the answer. I know the answer deep down, and I think you deep down know the answer. It's God.
And it's God?
Yes, it's God.
What do you mean by that?
Well, God, he's the one that created the earth, the heavens, and he pretty much created everything. So what better power is there?
And, well, I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. So I do appreciate it. Thank you.
I understand. But anyway, I wanted to get into the... as you know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and good news, President Trump's going to be here at the Detroit Economic Club. It's going to be great. I wish I could go, but I'm not a member of the Detroit Economic Club. But good news, but I live near Dearborn, Michigan, and I'm sure you've heard of Dearborn, Michigan, right?
I have.
Yes. What's your opinion on Dearborn, Michigan as it is right now? What's your opinion on its current state?
I haven't been there in a long time, so I don't know at this point. What's yours? Because of time, what's yours?
My personal opinion, I think it's being Islamified, and I think we need to do something as a people, as an American people, because the American people are, I mean, the American identity in Dearborn, Michigan is, like, going away faster and faster as we go.
Well, the American people are not going to do anything about it at all. Look what happened in New York. They voted for a Muslim, a socialist radical Muslim. And in Detroit, we see it in Minnesota with Ileana Omar and Talib Shashid, or whatever her name is. And,
yeah, deport them all.
Yeah, so the American people are not going to do anything about it. So it's got to get worse.
Yeah, in my personal opinion, I think there's only one way to fix this because, look, the majority of city council in Dearborn, Michigan is Muslim. But there's two things that should happen. One, ICE needs to raid Dearborn, okay? And two, I think we need to stop allowing people that are not naturally born to be to hold government positions in our
country. Agree to that 100%. I don't think I know that foreigners should not be allowed to run or be a part of our government at all, because they have those same ideas that they have from the country that they left. So they should not be running the government in America, for sure.
I agree. They should. I agree. They should. Yeah. But anyway, Jesse, thanks for your time. I know time is short, but you have a great rest of your day, sir.
You too, Noah. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Wolfie 95470. Welcome, JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Tanya has been a member on the Jason Lee Peterson channel for 2 months now, saying, tell Philip Yancey I want a refund. I bought his books under false pretenses.
Who is that?
That's a Christian author who's been known since like the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s and stuff. And he admitted to Christian Post or somebody that he'd had like an 8-year affair, and he was stepping away from ministry, and so he's catching judgment.
He's not writing any more books.
I guess not.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tanya.
Yeah.
Craig D., if you're going to be dumb, you'd better be tough.
Amazing. I like that.
Craig D. also says, riots and mob actions are not protests, brother.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Popcorn's at Thump Keg. Jesse, if you own some land, little piece of land, you put it down in Sweet Home, Alabama. But you aren't building anything on it. Does someone else have the right to take it from you? Please answer.
No.
The president said we're going
to take... Even if you are building something, no one has the right to take your land.
President said we're going to take Greenland the easy way or the hard way. Do you agree with taking land that another owns? Is that right?
Well, I don't think he means take it the way you're thinking. Based on my understanding from it, Greenland is an important part over there, because if we don't control it, then Russia or China, according to the reports, will control it. And then that way, if they have control of that area, they can shoot at us, blow us up, and do whatever they want, because it's easy to do it from there. And apparently the minerals and things like that are really good over there. And so the president is saying that rather than allow China or Russia or one of those countries to take control, we should control it. Do you agree with that? Is that a good idea? But thank you. But that's what he is saying. It's for our own benefit, our safety. And for theirs, too, but especially ours. Amazing. Thank you.
Bobby S. bought 3 coffees, answered to the BQ.
What is the greatest display of power?
The greatest display of power is when God said, let there be light, and the light came on.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. What do you think the greatest? You're an expert on the JLP show.
I am.
What do you think the greatest display of power?
I'll have to tell you later. I'm still pondering. Or I still need to ponder.
You still believe knowledge is poison?
Yeah. In many cases.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing. What is the greatest display of power, Anchor Baby? You're an expert on the JLP show.
1,000-pound squat.
What?
1,000-pound squat.
Okay. What the?
He's millennial.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Sion says, oh, thank you, Bobby S. Sion.
Thank you, Bobby.
Howdy, Jesse. Country and Western cowboy, cowgirl boots. Real men have chest hair. Sit with your chest. A woman telling her man to shave his chest wants a lesbian relationship, says Sion.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday.
Bulgar Wolf, Bulgar Wolf. Pardon me, Bulgar Wolf. You're going to have to tell me again how to pronounce it. Should I leave my wife who doesn't obey and refuses to look inside and work on herself, or should I stay with her and be a doormat so I can be with my baby child and hopefully my wife sees the light and starts working on herself? Question mark. And then he says, with another coffee, forget my last coffee. I already know the answer.
Right. Oh, thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
See you on Butter Coffee, Jesse Love. I think the white people are fighting to destroy their own country.
Yeah.
It's like a mental illness having demon-possessed white people born every day out of school. Out of the school, they better thank their lucky stars they still got Donald Trump. With the way things are going, this country is headed to the country that these illegals are coming from. And Lord help us, after President Trump, there's nobody who can do the job like him.
I agree 100%. And I always like to have a wait-and-see attitude, but I don't see anyone continuing once Donald Trump is no longer the president. So maybe he's preparing someone for it behind the scene, or maybe once he's no longer president, he still will work whomever he helped get in there, that he will work with them behind the scene. And we can keep it going, because if the Democrats ever get in there again, or rhino Republican, America is doomed. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Anthony L. on the BQ.
What is the greatest display of power?
Forgiveness, which is of love.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony L.
That's right.
I appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Cloud Bop, stay with it, stay with it, stay with equals endure. Strong arm, cool sunglasses, smiley.
Right on. The theme this year is endurance. He or she who endure to the end shall, not might or maybe, will receive salvation. You will receive the kingdom of heaven within. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, check out this. Notice how the liberals, check this out. Notice how the liberals' media is nowhere to be found when blacks kill whites. But all of a sudden, yeah, they seem to care about white people getting killed by ICE. And by the way, since the liberal media even cared about a, since when did the liberal media ever cared about white people being killed all of a sudden? Go figure.
That's a very good point. I rest my case. Absolutely.
Pardon,
thank you.
Pardon my poor reading there, Mike Young. It's SR Caesar, three coffees. What up, Jesse and crew? BQ answer.
What is the greatest display of power?
Forgiving the enemy is a powerful action.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
And Southern Skies is the one who tipped me off on that news update. Scott Adams has passed away peacefully from what I'm told. God be with him.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you for your rumble rant.
May his soul rest in peace. He will be missed. Amazing.
I'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Thank
you all.
Amazing. One more hour to go. I got to take a quick break. Then I'll be back in a moment. The hate news is coming now, not the fake news. The guy with the good hair, back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Some serious mess going on in this old here world. This here old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. The 13th of January, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, young or old, even during fake news on fake news, to get on hold, to get on air for the third hour coming right up with JLP. We'll get to more of your super chats and some great stories. It is fake news, not fake news. Remember, ladies, Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, the 15th of January, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/events, if you need more info. Talking about the Supreme Court, it's kind of interesting that they actually think that this is news and good information coming out of Commie Nonsense Network and out of the so-called Supreme Court. It actually went to the so-called Supreme Court. Kind of mind-blowing stuff, in my opinion. Our greatest president, Trump, moved to punish institutions that are inclusive of trans athletes, in some cases by threatening their federal funding, you know, because since the feds are not allowed to fund people who discriminate, and that was, or whatever. Opponents argue so-called transgender women, not women, right, retain unfair physical advantages after puberty. Even boys before puberty are oftentimes stronger than the little girls. But anyway, that would deprive so-called cisgender women, communist buzzword for normal women, of opportunities to succeed. Opportunities to succeed in sports. Should we even women even be having sports? But anyway, so-called trans athletes and advocates in turn point to a lack of consistent, conclusive research to support the claim of unfair physical advantages. They need research because they lack common sense. Nice, commies. Anyway, synagogue fire. Authorities arrested a suspect who confessed to setting fire to a prominent synagogue in where? Jackson, Mississippi. I believe that's the capital of Mississippi because of its quote-unquote Jewish ties. Imagine that, a synagogue with Jewish ties. But that's not a reason to set it on fire, I don't think. But anyway, the suspect allegedly ignited Beth Israel Congregation, the state's largest and oldest Jewish house of worship, Commie Nonsense calls it, early Saturday using gasoline, causing heavy damage to the structure, according to the FBI. The feds got involved? Oh, because they have those hate crime laws. Pfft. Prosecutors say the arsonist could face up to 20 years in prison, or maybe terrorism, I don't know, if convicted as charged. Federal, state, and local authorities investigating following a troubling rise, Commie Nonsense calls it, in anti-Semitic, all one word, no hyphen, to make it seem real, attacks in recent years. So evil, huh? Evil fighting evil. Havana Syndrome. The Defense Department, Department of Defense, DOD, spent over a year testing a device purchased in an undercover operation that some investigators believe could be behind a series of mysterious ailments affecting U.S. spies, diplomats, and troops, commonly known as Havana Syndrome. Havana, the capital of Cuba, right? Cuba. Sources say the device was purchased for millions of dollars in the waning days of the Biden administration. Thanks a lot, Obama, right? Basically, Obama Part 3. The device produces pulsed radio waves that a source said, which some officials and academics have speculated for years could be the cause of these incidents. The illnesses first emerged in 2016 under Obama, his part two, when the U.S. diplomats in Havana, Cuba reported vertigo, dizziness, you know, severe headaches, and other signs of head trauma. In subsequent years, cases have been reported worldwide. What a mess. And Nice. So make sure that you tune in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is on audio podcast, if you're not already familiar, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as The Fallen State and Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, also on those podcast platforms, as well as Punchy TV. I'm James Hake.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, and my biblical question, a doozy. What is the greatest display of power? This is so good. What is the greatest display of power? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing what you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast the show anywhere in the world. You can podcast. We are heard Monday through Friday around the world. And so I know different time zone for different folks, and some of you just can't sit and watch it. But you're like, hey, Jesse, I want to hear why it has happened. Can I do that? Yes. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Tuesday. Not Thursday yet. That's women's night. The ladies' forum. What the? It's Tuesday. Third hour of the show. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That is an amazing song. I can't seem to get enough of it. And it's so true. It's a spiritual battle. Satan has made a home inside of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. It's stop thinking, stop being you, and you shall be free. You want to stop thinking. A mind is a terrible thing to save. A terrible thing to save. For an example, you can throw a party, a birthday party, and for your daughter, and you invite all these people, and they say, yeah, we'll be there, we're coming. We'll be there. And they don't show up, then you cry. But if you were not into your thoughts about it, it'll show up fine. Nobody showed up. But no, if you're in your imagination about it, either sad or glad, you're going to cry about it. As this mother did, according to X. According to X, mother break down in tears after hosting her daughter's birthday party. She invited family, and friends who all said they'll come, but none showed up. Watch this from X.
Everybody, because I bought out a whole venue for nothing. Chop all y'all on my mama. Nobody. I don't have friends. I don't have friends. I'm so cool. I'm so cool, bro. They did this to me, and I wasn't did this to people. Wouldn't have said they wanted to come. People always say that they want to come, and I plan, and no one comes. That's not right. If you're not going to come, don't say you're coming. Y'all is chopped, man. Can't nobody ask me for nothing, because I come to everybody's events. I come to everybody's stuff. I come, bro. I spend so much money on food, so much money on snacks, so much money on treats, but that's cool. Y'all chopped.
And then she cried. It's a party for that little girl that she's holding. Well, she's sort of a major party for a kid, and the kid doesn't even know, nor does the kid care. If she just had a little birthday thing at home with she and the baby would be the same as having a, it was for her. No one showed up, according to her. What the? And she thought her family and friends loved her. And the party looked like it's for her, all pink. Expensive party. That's for her ego. That's not even for the child. And the people didn't show up, according to her. And she cried. Why she put that on the internet anyway? What the? Nobody loved nobody. We need love in this world. But you can't love until you overcome hate. You can't love until you overcome hate. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. And God is a dispassionate God. Satan is a passionate God. Satan cries. When she's crying, she's lying. And when you hear people say, oh, I'm so passionate. I'm passionate. What they're telling you, they love evil. They're so evil. They're telling you, I'm so evil, they say. But they call it passion. Amazing, huh? You must be born again of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. You need a brand new heart. Another example of evil. It's from Grok. Is that right? Grok. A female by the name of Tiana Taylor won Best Supporting Actress at the 2026 Golden Globe for her role in the Paul Thompson Anderson music comedy. Isn't that amazing? Well, you know what she did? She went up and received the award and displayed nothing but hate. She displayed hate, that's what I'm telling you. No love. She had no love in her acceptance speech, but all hate. Here's what she said about her brown sisters and brown little girls at an award show. This is why white people don't want y'all there, black. You bring in your mess. Watch this from X.
To my brown sisters and little brown girls watching tonight, our softness is not a liability. Our depth is not too much. Our light does not need permission to shine. We belong in every room we walk into. Our voices matter and our dreams deserve space. Thank you so much, everybody. To my brown sisters and little brown girls watching tonight, our softness is not a liability. Our depth is not too much. Our light does not need permission to shine. We belong in every room we walk into. Our voices matter and our dreams deserve space. Thank you so much, everybody.
Black Essence, huh? They bring that mess everywhere they go. They bring evil. They bring hell, and the people applaud in hell. It will ask of Christ, how can I enter the kingdom of heaven? And Christ said, and I repeat, follow, keep my commandments, love me, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. There's no love in that. And that so-called exception speech, that was all hate. Christ said, and I repeat, if you treat the least of them the way you treat them, you're treating me the same way. You're treating me the same way. You have no love. Because Christ knew we were all sons and daughters of God. We're all the same. It's just that you don't know it because you're divided. You live in your imagination. You live in the past. You live in the future. And you cry. And you think that you're special. All ego. All vanity. All vain. Nothing but vain, vanity. What a mess, huh? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Nothing but hatred. That talk about the brown sisters. And you belong in this space, in this room, whatever she said. It's pure evil. And that's why white people don't want that man. White people want a first-class life. That's not first class. That's evil. William is out of California. William, you are on the air. Hey, William.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
You are on the air.
Excellent. How are you?
All is well, sir.
So I had answered yesterday the biblical question at the end of your session, and I wanted to not change but update it. I had said that the
what is the greatest display of power, and you say?
Yesterday I said that it's when you conquer all aspects of yourself, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your heart, your mind, your tongue, and you said, interesting. But that is not the question you asked. You asked, what's the biggest display?
What is the greatest display of power?
And I would say, and this one guy earlier was close, he said God, but I would say the heavens and the earth that we see clearly at night and during the day is the biggest display of power that I am aware of.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that update, William, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Nice. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Jimmy. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Mac. When are you coming back? Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I've been watching you for many years, and I wanted to give you an update on something. You told me to call you back.
Okay.
It's been several years now. My former wife, 23 years, she talked my dementia-ridden mother, who died at 87, into taking me off of the will and everything, my dad's money. I'm the only child. But anyway, she snuck in when they had the shutdown, and I had to move. I moved for financial reasons out 500 miles away. So I would call my mother every day, but something was going on behind the scenes. I had to get a lawyer. You know, it was like $500,000 and finally worked out. But I was filled with so much hatred and anger. And I did this prayer, and I just waited on God and said, look, Lord, you're going to have to work it out. And I let him do it. So we split it 50-50, and everything's fine. But I'm trying to – I'm in the process of forgiving my former wife, and I'm almost there. But I'm 73, and I've got health problems. But, you know, I was thinking about a country western song that I wrote a song about the Lord, and it's a happy heart is my reward when I'm trusting in the Lord. You know, sometimes it's so easy to not trust in the Lord. So when something happens, I just go, Lord, I don't get this. I need your help. Help me work this out. I don't want to do anything rash. And so anyway, I just wanted to thank you for getting a hold of me to stop, you know, just let God work things out. And I'm very content. I'm the greatest display of power is how God has changed my heart over the years. I'm 73, and I've just, you know, it's just been a long haul, and I'm ready for God raised a man from the dead, and I'm ready. I'm a candidate, you know. So,
and when you say that, when you say that you've almost there and forgiven her, why don't you just forgive her, but still deal with, you know, do what you're doing to get your money, your will back. Have nothing to do with her, but knowing that she's evil and she can't help herself, why don't you just forgive her so God can forgive you?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I wish more people could hear this because there's so many financial things going on with people's families.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, here in town, we've got people that are turning their daughters out. You know, I live in a town of 100,000 people. And it's just, you know, mentally ill people running down the sidewalk every day, moving day, cars or trucks full of stuff in the back. You know, it's just it's a very depressed area, but we have made ourselves a little fortress here, and I can just give God all the glory.
So why don't you forgive? Why don't you just drop the anger?
Yeah, I you know, I'm dropping it. You know, maybe you can hear it in my voice, but I get angry with the world, you know. But that's it's nothing I had to do with. God made the world. You
right.
Know?
Don't even get angry at the world because the world are the people in the world. The earth itself is fine. It's just that the people of the earth is not good. They are not good.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. You have a lot of wisdom. And, you know, I grew up in Decatur, Alabama, way down south. I'm a southern boy.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Yes, sir. That's back when they had black water fountains and white water fountains. And I just couldn't understand it. What the heck is this? I was a kid, you know. But anyway, I had a principal at a white school only. And they called me in, and he had a fake imitation hand, and he was smoking a cigarette. I'll never forget it. I had to go see the principal, and that's who I saw.
But amazing.
It's a crazy world. Yeah, a white man with a fake imitation hand. It's just, oh boy, I'm ready to be raised out of this world. You know, I'm just done. I
you ready to leave the world?
Yes, sir. I blame myself for not being. Well, I want to move on. You know, my body's wearing out, and I do have a lot of health problems. But I just, I'm.
Why don't you move on while you live?
What's that?
Why don't you move on while you are alive? Don't wait until you die.
Yes, sir. You're right.
And live.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir, I do. And okay. I do other things. I read the Bible out loud. I'm not a Bible thumper, but I believe it's the Word of God. But
Nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but you should also do the silent prayer as well so that God can completely take over.
I hear you. I just wanted to thank you again for what you're doing. And I was stationed at Edwards Air Force Base in 81 before they closed. And I got down to L.A. one time. It's too big for me, buddy.
L.A. is a mess.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
And good to hear from you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kayla. Kayla out of Portland, Oregon, where the police chief is crying and he's lying. Kayla, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
I was calling because I noticed that this has been happening probably my whole, well, it has been happening my whole life, as long as I can remember, essentially. Every once in a while, I'll meet a person and Satan starts getting busy in my head, fantasies, past and the future, and that kind of thing. And with it being natural, I guess, for a woman to want a family, how do I reconcile, or how are these two things reconciled? Is that the same time to want for nothing, right?
Right. So what reconcile? What's your question for me? I'm sorry.
I can know that I want for nothing, but I still notice a want for a family. How do I work that out?
And why do you want a family?
I don't know. I can't explain why. It's.
Well, how do you know you want one then?
It's just something it sounds crazy, but something I feel in my bones.
What does it feel like in your bone to want a family?
What does it feel like? I can't describe it. I don't know.
So how do you know you want one then?
That's a good question. I guess it's not me wanting that.
So you don't know why you want one, and you don't know the feeling in your bone, why that is. Who are you?
You've asked me that before, and I didn't know the answer, and I still don't have an answer.
So when you say you want a family, who are you referring to? Who are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about who I perceive myself to be, I guess.
But you don't even know who you are. How do you know you want a family instead of this fake perceive myself to be person?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. It must not be me.
I rest my case.
Is that the end of it? Is God depriving it? Is God depriving me of this because there's something wrong with me?
But you don't even know why you want one, right?
Well, you're right. I really don't.
So then why do you say you want one and you don't even know why you want one? Because if you continue with this want, eventually the devil will give you a man and he will give you a baby and you'll suffer and you'll cry. You'll fight. You'll react. You'll be stressed out. You'll be worried. It won't work. You'll just bring more hell into your life because you're thinking that you want this not realize that it's not even you thinking that you want this.
Okay, that makes sense.
You don't know that God is smart enough to give you a family if he felt that that's what you needed?
I'm sure he would, and he, yeah.
So why are you listening to the devil then?
I'm not doing it on purpose.
I know. I understand that. You're right. But have you heard me say all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Absolutely.
So why are you continuing to listen to thoughts?
I don't know. I wasn't doing it on purpose.
That's also telling you, you want a family. Oh, you need a family. And then you're getting that feeling like you want a family, and you're going to go out and get the wrong person, and you will regret it. You will marry the devil, and the two devils will fight.
Right, okay. And I don't want that.
Uh-uh. So I recommend when those thoughts come and try to catch them, especially try to catch the first thought and don't go with the second one. But when they come, just watch it. Do nothing about the want. Don't call it you. And just watch it and let the light, the Spirit of God, destroy the lie, the darkness. And whatever he wants in your life, I promise you, you will have it before you leave this earth. And it will be perfect.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Every morning, every night, and throughout the day, 24/7.
Right on. So I really want to encourage you. And again, most women want a family. But there's a right way to want it without putting it first in your life or yearning for it and all that. You put the truth first and only think about that. Don't think about having a family or not having a family, getting married or not getting married, because you will make that your God. Only think about the truth, and the truth will add to you. It'll be fine.
Okay. I got it.
I totally understand what you're dealing with, but it's not you wanting that.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Yes, sir. Amazing.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
See you later.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. First time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Patrick, out of Georgia, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jesse?
All is well, Patrick.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to thank you. You know, since I caught your show, you gave me a new perspective on life, and you really, you know, helped me a lot. So I want to thank you for that, first of all.
Stay with it. It gets better.
Appreciate it. Okay, so my question for you is, I've been paying child support without, you know, going through the court system. So, I was just asking you, like, is that wise, being that, like, the amount that I'm paying right now is not, like, you know, very high. And, you know, my thoughts, I'm thinking that, like, if I stop paying because I haven't been able to see my son and go through the court system, that I won't be able to see him anyway, and that the price would go up. So I was just wondering, what do you think about that?
And so you're paying even though you can't see your son?
Yeah.
Why she won't let you see your son? I don't know, but hold on for me. Can you hold?
Yes.
Let me take a quick break.
All right.
The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and on Pules.net. Scratch off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and
They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Tuesday. Amazing. I was thinking about that black woman that we see that so-called war, and she's talking about my black and brown sisters. How come black people always try to fit in? What is wrong with them that they feel outside? That's an interesting question. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. H-A-K-E, thehakereport.com. He's on fire. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And I want to remind you, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. It is amazing. Family and individual counseling. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. I do it myself. And you may need one, maybe enough. But some people are like, you know what, just I want to do a follow-up. Okay. That's up to you. But if you're ready to overcome, one will help. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to set up an appointment, a counseling appointment. And be patient, because I am so busy with counseling, it's not even funny. So it may take a little while to get you in there, but she will get you in. And if someone cancel or reschedule, we contact you and let you know, hey, you can get in this. You want this instead of that date. All right? Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. And a quick reminder, like these videos. Like the video. Amazing. I want to go quickly back to a first-time caller, Patrick, out of Georgia. And Patrick is paying a small amount of child support. And he want to know, should he not do that. Patrick, why you can't, why she won't allow you to see your son?
I think it's because we didn't end up being together. And,
yeah,
you know, like when I started listening to you, I kind of started like overcoming a lot of things. So I just think it was like, I was giving her like less attention. Like even when we wasn't together, as long as I was giving her like attention and, she was cool. But like once I started like giving her less attention, it was just like more all about the relationship with my son. And he wanted to start like coming with me more and maybe saying things like, I want to be with daddy. And I just think she just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So what she did was, yeah, she sent me a contract or like a thing in an email. And she tried to get me to like agreed to like changing his last name to hers and
wow,
yeah, like agreed to like agreed to like a lot of different things, and I didn't do it, and ever since that I just haven't seen him, and it's been like probably like 6 or 7 months.
How old is he now?
He's 5.
That's amazing.
About to turn.
When you start worshiping her, now she want to punish you by not allowing you to see your kid.
Yeah.
That's what happened when the men start worshiping the woman. That's why you should never worship anyone or anything but God.
Yeah, I was a completely different person, Mr. Jesse.
I totally understand, yeah. We all are, until we start to overcome. You're absolutely right. What I recommend, do what you want. If you're paying little right now, I would leave well enough alone because she already showed you what she can do. She tried to get you to do a contract. She keeping your child. If you go to court, it's going to get worse, and you're going to pay through the teeth.
Yeah.
So I would leave well enough alone, and hopefully he will hurry up and turn 18 so you'll be done with it.
Right, I think about that a lot. Yeah. Okay, then. I'm glad to hear you say that because okay, cool. That's what I was going back and forth on it, and that made the most sense to me.
Why were you having second thoughts since you know that you're paying a little, and most men don't get away with that. These women rob these men, and you're fortunate. Why would you think about changing that?
I wasn't thinking about changing it. I just was, I just heard you say that, I heard you say I wouldn't give her a dime because she took the kids away. And, so I just wanted to let you hear my story and just see what you thought. Like I said, I was thinking the same thing that you was thinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I recommend you leave it alone. Don't bring it up to her. Don't do anything. Just pay you a little. And time will pass, and you'll be free from all this.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Jesse. It's an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Same here. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yep, every day and every night. And it's been helping me out a lot.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yep.
What happened when you went to her?
My mother, she, say if my mother is mad at me, she'll never lash out on me, but she'll lash out on somebody else. But I could tell it's directed at me. So she started to verbally abuse her boyfriend or whatever. But I knew that she really wanted to scream at me. So it went pretty bad. I know that might sound crazy, but that's what happened.
I totally understand. Yeah. What did you say to her when you went to her?
I told her, been kind of a minute, but I just told her that I just forgive her. I forgive her for not being perfect. I forgive her for, anything like that. I see that she couldn't help herself. And in the same way that I can't help myself and that.
And then she went and beat up her boyfriend.
Yeah, she went and beat up her boyfriend. I was just like, dang, sorry, man. But yeah, that's what happened.
Well,
so,
you stay with
but
it.
But I did it, and I forgave my dad too.
How did that go with him?
My dad. It went good. He actually apologized back, and he understood what I said because I kind of said the thing about how you didn't protect me from my mother, and I picked up a lot of her ways and stuff, and he really agreed. He saw where I was coming from, and it was, it was just everything you said, how things would go, it kind of goes that way. So I think that you are a blessing to all of us.
Well, you stay with it, man. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better and clearer. And if you stay with it, I promise you, you're going to live, walk, and sleep, and talk, and live in the spirit of the light, in the spirit of truth. And it's going to be nothing like what you can even imagine. And the best word I can find for it is amazing, but it's way beyond that. It's amazing. So stay with it.
I will.
Amazing.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Indiana, Corey out of Indiana. Corey, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee, what's going on?
All is well, Corey.
Hey, I called yesterday, but we got disconnected, man. Okay. Sounds like I'm on the phone.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
All right. Well, hey,
amazing. So the question says, I thought the question was, what is the greatest display of power for someone that wants to overcome their thrills and misery?
No, it's what is the greatest display of power?
So it wasn't for someone that wants to overcome their thrills and misery.
No, it's just what is the greatest display of power?
Oh, man. Well, let's say the mastery of self-control and resilience.
I'm sorry?
Mastering self-control and resilience.
Interesting.
Amazing.
But you write in that, and then I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, but you write in that it is for the people who want to overcome. That's for sure. The biblical questions are. And so you're right about that part. It is for people it's not for those who don't want to overcome.
Right. And the reason I put that was because I said self-control is just redefining pleasure and ignoring instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help you overcome thrills and gain freedom from external triggers. And resilience is just reframing or looking at the challenges as opportunities and owning the responses to them. And mastering that'll give you peace regardless of the circumstance.
Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
All right, have a good one.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller Tavius out of Texas. Tavius, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Tavius, speak up a little bit right into your phone.
Thank you.
Not quite. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I have my phone to my ear.
You what?
I have my phone to my ear.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, my question was, like, I know you're big on, like, staying present and stuff like that.
Right.
So I was wondering, like, how do you apply that mindset or that way of living when you're trying to excel at something? Like, I'm going to give, like, a little example. For instance, like, chess. Like, I just started getting the chess and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really good. But I also want to, like, stay present all the time. And I feel like when I'm playing chess and stuff, like, and I'm trying to get better, it will kick me out of my present seat. You know what I'm saying? But, like, this can follow along with anything, like, that involves skill, you know?
Well, when you are doing practical things like that, playing chess or working your job, making a meal, you use thoughts for that. And those thoughts are given to you by God so that you can provide for yourself on earth. But the thoughts that you want to not think about, let them pass, or psychological, emotional thoughts about the past or the future, or what you think or that you want or don't want, or all that. You don't want to be into that type of thinking. Let those thoughts pass. Because those thoughts are not from you, they're not from God. And when you stay present and not go with those thoughts, eventually all of those thoughts will be taken away because they're spirits. They're false identities inside of you. All of those will be taken away from you eventually. And you will never have to think about thinking about them because they won't be a part of you.
All right, for sure. That was a good answer. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And are you doing the silent prayer and all that?
Yes, sir. I'm 22 years old. Right. I just started, like, getting into your content. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
But ever since I got into it, like, it resonated. So I appreciate it.
All right on. Have you gone to forgive your mother?
Yeah, I have.
Right on. Well, just practice keeping your mind where your body is, and it's going to... The spirit of the light would take care of the darkness. But as far as your chess and all, playing chess, you need to focus on what you're doing with that.
Okay. I get where you come from. And also, too, like, with the silent prayer, right, like, when I do it, like, as a lady, like, yesterday I did it, like, just in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard, like, before in the video, you just say just sit there and try to be aware. Would you suggest, like, doing breath work or no?
I mean, if you want to do that, do it. But breath work is not going to get you what you're looking for. What would bring you out of the darkness is that you be aware of the darkness, which are your thoughts and feelings, and don't hold on to them. And that's all you need to do. And the spirit of, which is the spirit of God, would take it away. But, it, I mean, be aware of yourself breathing, but being still and observing the darkness with the light is what's going to bring you out of that.
Okay. Just last thing I'm going to say, like, since, like, when I was doing it today, I was just sitting down, and I focused on the top of my head, and then I bring it to my feet.
Right.
And
on.
Then from there, like, I felt for, like, I did it for 10 minutes. And for, like, the first 5 minutes, I didn't have any thoughts. I felt like I was just too aware. And I kind of feel like when I'm not having thoughts, the silent prayer isn't working. Is that a wrong way of thinking?
Yeah, because thinking about it is wrong. You just do the silent prayer and don't let don't be pulled into thoughts about doing it right or wrong or anything like that. And when you are aware of those thoughts, they will disappear. You will have no thoughts. It's the unawareness that is keeping them alive inside of your mind. But you are going to have moments, especially now that you're working on yourself, when you become aware of them, they're going to disappear. But don't think about it. Just notice that they're not there, but don't communicate about it. Don't call it anything, because they'll just come right back and they'll overwhelm you because they want you to think. They still lie by getting you to think and overreact.
Yes, sir. Thank you. But, you have a blessed day.
Yeah, but just stay present. If you have thoughts, fine. If you don't, fine. But you just watch whatever's happening and let the light work for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Take care.
You too.
All right. Amazing. Stay with it. Super chat.
Nick says, Jesse, I must forgive you for teaching me bad words. Wife was channeling her inner Satan and tried to provoke me. I said, listen here, heifer. She goes, heifer? I said, it's Jesse's fault. LOL.
What a heifer. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, Jesse, what do you mean? I don't know what to pray for. I pray for giant robots and the space age. That's why I support white baby engineers via Yakub / Lord Goodhair.
What a mess. Be careful of praying for those robots. They're going to take your job. Amazing. Thank you.
The Observer of Thoughts. Good morning, Bond. Amazing.
Good morning. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, remember this song? Now I know that you know what this song is. Even you, James Hake. Now there's something sad, things known to man, but ain't too much sadder than the tears of a clown when there's no one around.
Amazing, yes. I remember that song.
Is that Smokey Robinson?
Yeah. The tears of a clown when there's no one around. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Young Hannes says, with two coffees, BQ.
What is the greatest display of power?
This question is throwing me through a loop, dizzy emoji. It is to give up entirely, spiritually, so that God can take over completely, I think. I'll get back to you if I change my mind.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Oshkosh with a Cash App. Biblical question, display of power?
Yes.
To be still at all times.
Interesting. I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Nick LeBoy on the BQ.
What's the greatest display of power?
To turn the other cheek and lay down your fight.
Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Bring the boys home. Amazing. You heard that song?
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Jim in Alaska on the
BQ. Hey, Jim.
BQ.
What is the greatest display of power?
True forgiveness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says segregation is love.
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
He also says the greatest display of power was when Lord Goodhair and Sparkle Blouse used their fusion reactor based black hole technology to relocate the solar system.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the...
I haven't seen that shirt since that day he wore it. He must have burned that shirt. Amazing. It disappeared.
Maybe for a special occasion.
You still have it? You say that? He said he has it. It must be way in your closet somewhere.
For the next time he guest hosts the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Taking Care of Business, Kid Combo One, and the rest of the D-Live supporters. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Popcorn's Thump Keg. Jesse, you often say white people just want a first-class life, but they can't do that because of second-class people. Such a thing as first-class life, or is that an illusion they should overcome? Isn't it just life?
When I say first-class life, they don't want no hoods. They don't want no fighting. They want to be able to go on a cruise and not have to worry about somebody fighting. They want to fly first class on the plane and don't worry about somebody arguing and fighting. They just want a life without all that violence. That's what I mean by first class life. Amazing. Thank you.
Popcorn asks, where'd you get the idea of a first class life or a second class person? Is that something you came up with?
Well, I call anger, resentment, and evil second class. First class is for those who have overcome that. Amazing. Thank you.
Jay bought a coffee. Jesse, I'm 19, waking up, and I wanted to move out, but my parents are waking up. They believe we should stay together and wake up together. Should I leave or wake up alone or stay?
Do what you want, but if they try to keep you with them, they ain't waking up. Believe me. Because if they did, especially with your father, he'd be like, son, get out of here. Go live your life. Deal with the issues of life so you can grow up. So do what you want, but I recommend you go out on your own and deal with it. You don't really know what life is like until you're out there dealing with it. I recommend that, but you know better for yourself, all right? You make your own decision. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, just want to say how grateful I am for the silent prayer to be still and know God. To be alive, to do so, only by the grace of the Almighty.
I rest my case. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's amazing. Stay with it.
Alex from Texas BQ, the greatest
display. What is
display?
The greatest display of power?
Letting go. Release and letting go of control as the most powerful display because it demonstrates the ability to let God take over.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Lola D, with a woman who's delighted sticker.
Thank you.
And Skip Log with
you
a generous.
So much, Lola D.
Yeah, Lola D. And Skip Log with a generous sticker as well, with sunglasses and guy with purple hair and blue-ish greenish skin and yellow things.
Thank you, Skip Log. I appreciate it.
He also sent me my a walking stick or a hiking stick.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Nice.
And a thank you, guys. I do believe that may be. Oh, Commander Kim with a rumble rant. Greatest display of power is no display of power, being a doormat.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you for the rumble rant.
Yeah, thank you.
And shout out to the Pilled crew, the YouTube crew. Mike Young says, I'm so grateful for the great white hope.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Kevin out of New York. Kevin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I want to take a shot at that biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
Okay, the greatest display of power,
yes,
is maintaining composure and self-control in any situation.
Interesting. Amazing.
Jesse,
I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Can I say something really quick? I have an interesting thing what's going on in New York.
Okay.
Do you know, I hope you're sitting down.
I am.
In New York, New Jersey, and Michigan, it is officially, January is officially Muslim American Heritage.
Are you serious?
I swear to you. Unbelievable. They're celebrating it here at my job. I'm like, I can't believe this happened.
Wow, America is gone, Kevin. It's over.
Oh, my country is gone.
It's
and
gone.
What they're doing with these protests is unreal. Oh, yeah. My God. Great coverage of the story, Jeff.
Yeah, it's evil, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Are you sure? It's over for America. Bye-bye, America. Hello, hell. I'm out of time. I can't believe it. It's amazing. What an amazing country western Tuesday. Stay with it, folks. Stay with it. For those who stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. For those who, I promise you, I literally promise you, if you endure to the end, means suffer through the false life, die from it, and you shall rise and have a real life. Christopher out of Virginia, Rick out of Maine, and the caller just dropped. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. The Hake! The guy with the good hair? What's his name? Call you Lord Good Hair?
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out.
Lin Yun Chin.
Lin Yun Chin. Well, shout out. The Anchor Baby coming up right after the Hake Report. And thank you for your support. Tomorrow is Black Excellence. It's Wednesday and Manhood Hour. Take care, folks. I do appreciate it. Amazing. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.